That's really an extraordinary story, and it reminds me of others that I know of too, that were down deep as you can get in that well of suffering and misery and possibly depression. And when you were down low, did you come to terms with a part of yourself? They say that the strongest man in the world is a man who comes to terms with who he is and what he is and what life is truly all about. Did you have that kind of experience when you had reached that epithet of deepness inside of yourself?
Boy, you're really a great interviewer. Nobody's asked me that question at that deep of a philosophical level. And yes, I've never shared this before, but there was a time when I was laying in that bed and my 7-year-old son came in and looked at me through the bars and saw me on a breathing machine and a feeding machine, and he could hardly stand it, and I could hardly stand it. And I realized that 1 week earlier, before my accident, I had dreams of curing diseases and going on in school and becoming something that I thought was an important label, a vice president of a university or an editor of a magazine, all these things I thought was really important. I lay there in that bed and my goals had shifted to the point where I thought, geez, I'll just be glad if I can be able to get up and go to the bathroom by myself so someone doesn't have to come in and wipe my butt for me every day. And I know that sounds really terrible, but I learned that down deep in your heart, that if you don't have your health, you don't have the opportunity and freedom to set goals and dream nearly as big. So I came to a point where I looked in my son's eyes, I looked in my family's eyes, and that's all that mattered to me. And I started from the very bottom, and if I could just stand again, if I could just walk again, if I could just possibly be doing normal things again. And what happened down deep inside was all the frivolous, ego-based things that I cared about so much were gone so fast. It was in a second. I didn't care about cars. I didn't care about houses. I didn't care. I just cared about the basic functions of life, and I recognized that I had to have a body, and even though I was depressed and down low, I recognized that I had to work on my attitude and my spirit as well. And I think at that point, my family was my motivation. My spirit actually lifted my body. I was a much stronger person because of the mental and spiritual part of me that grew and realized the things that don't matter. And I threw them off and didn't waste time on them nearly as much. And after that day, I've accomplished 3 more medical degrees, pursued all kinds of things that I believe really mattered, including this silver project where I took it to Africa, spent 4 years there, and published a cure for malaria for third world people who can't afford drugs. So it's taken me down a different path because of that experience. So thanks for asking.